The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
Yes, folks.
Washington, D.C.
We must take our country back. And we can't do it as long as we keep falling for these stupid emotional psyops that they keep running on us. We can't. There is no way that we'll be able to take it until you people are able to look a lie in the face and say, I'm not playing anymore. I just don't know any other way to tell you that this has to be done. But, you know, last weekend, I'm going to jump to this, had a fantastic time at the Dixie Fest in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Our good friend Paul and his wife Lynn and the wonderful Jolly Boys, it was a lot of fun, a lot of people to talk to. I met a lot of new, interesting people, some of whom I hope to have as guests coming up before too much longer. We are hoping to have Dr. Michael Hill, who is the head of the League of the South. We're hoping to have him on in a couple of weeks. And also Mark Tomey, who has been with the League of the South for many years. And Mark's been on this program with me before, and I'm looking forward to that. We also talked to an attorney who was involved in several rather, you know, well-known law issues, several issues. I won't go into them. I want him to go into that when he comes on the program. But he made a very prescient statement, and he and I were talking about this, and I promise you, we didn't agree on everything. That was obvious from the beginning. But the one thing that he said that I am in total agreement with, he said, in the American penal system today, this government has more political prisoners than the Soviet Union ever had. Now, that made me stop and think about Gorbachev. When Gorbachev challenged Reagan about political prisoners, that's been a day or two ago, folks, but yes, it did happen. And so, yes, there are some things that we really need to work on as we move forward. We've got to stop believing government lies. Folks, if it's on the TV, it's a lie. If you take that approach, that whatever you hear on television, but the problem is that with this psychological operation, people will not discount any lie which they want to believe. That just shows you how great this has been. Of course, that lobotomy box you have in your house called a TV has done wonders in this. I mean, I can watch programs that come on now, and there are so many subliminal messages in these. You can look at it, and if you've ever been involved or ever know anything about a psyop, you can see them even in the commercials. The psyops are in the commercials. And the American public just keeps falling for it because why? They would rather be entertained than educated. It's just one of those things. It's going to happen. Also, folks, I wanted to let you know that I was working diligently along with my good friends and fellow RBN host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. We were working towards getting, at the time, at least five survivors of the USS Liberty to come on to our joint programs, to come on to Thought Crime Live and to come on to the National Intelligence Report. And I have been in contact with the chaplain of the USS Liberty survivors. And as I said, we were working on that. And yesterday I got a very sad email from the chaplain. And he said that within the past week, two USS Liberty survivors passed away. And they're going to be very, very, very much involved, naturally, as they should be, going to be with these survivors' families and to do whatever they can. So, folks, it's going to be a little while before we get those folks on, but they have agreed to come on. We're looking forward to that, and none of us are getting any younger. Well, upon that, I see that we have my good friend Stephen Douglas Whitener, fellow RBN host, calling in. Stephen, how are you, buddy?
Howdy, Mike. I'm doing great, man. All I can say for what I've heard you say so far is amen, 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 and yes, sir. Repeat everything you said with a bullhorn, because I agree with everything you've said today.
Thank you, buddy. The check's in the mail.
And yeah, man, it breaks my heart about the Liberty guys, man. I'm glad that there will be that they'll be able to come on eventually. I hope. It's just, that's really sad. I hate to see that happen to them after we kind of stabbed them in the back back in 67, and now, yeah, it's one of those pet peeves of mine. One of those things that infuriates me the most. Just like these masters of war are, the way you've been going after them today. I just could not agree with what you're saying more, sir.
Well, thanks for that, Stephen. And the chaplain did tell me, I'm not going to mention his name, I'm not going to mention any names until they're actually ready to come on our program. But he did tell me, the first line of the email just struck me. He said, Michael, he said, we are dropping like flies. Mm. And of course, yes, we're all a little long in the tooth here, guys. I mean, that's been, what, 50 some years ago, Stephen? 56 years ago?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, if we figure that the majority of them were, let's just take the mean age of 20, they're all 76 years, 76 or older, maybe a few younger. But, that's been quite a while. And I'm really looking forward to that, Stephen. I really am. I'm looking forward to having them on. And, you know, and if we can work it out to where we have them on Thought Crime Live and maybe even have them on one of the roundtables, and then to have them here on the National Intelligence Report, should they be willing to do all of those things, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes, sir. Me too. I want to honor those guys as much as possible while we still can. One thing that I remember back from, the late 1990s is that the death rate for Gulf War veterans actually was exceeding the death rate for World War II veterans at the time, even though they were all that much older. And that was, just the Gulf War syndrome and all those vaccines. And imagine what they're doing to them now. Just look what they've done to this military, you know. We need to support these troops, I agree, but we need to do it by stopping these wars. If we keep sending them to die for dollars and cents and, you know, other people's wars, then we're not doing anything to honor them. That's just the way I see it, sir.
Well, there were so many people, you know. I had several people, you know, talking to me at the Dixie Fest, and especially those SCV motorcycle riders, and they were telling me how, you know, Donald Trump had, he protected the border during his administration, blah, blah, blah. I said, wait a minute, guys. Protecting the border would have been calling our military home from Iraq, home from Afghanistan, home from every place else, and putting them on the southern border. That would be protecting the border. He didn't do that.
No. No, I mean, he made some good noises. You know, he said, let's wind it down. And I think they hated him for that and went after him for that. But that's, you know, that shows you the limit of what they can do. Even if we get our guy in there, what good's it going to do as long as the military-industrial complex and the masters of war and money are pulling his strings? They're still going to send us off to fight other people's wars and leave our border wide open. It just seems to be what's been going on ever since World War II, you know?
Well, Stephen, please try to help this old man understand how anyone can believe that we are all fighting for our freedom and our democracy, what that, you know, that blasé term, that we are actually doing that, but yet we leave our borders unguarded. How can that make sense? That couldn't make sense to a third grader.
No, sir, it doesn't. I agree. Now, you know, if we didn't have all these welfare programs that people could just hop on and become part of, you know, everybody else starts to pay for them, I wouldn't have as big a problem with it. But we can't bomb the world and then invite the world over here to live at our expense, too. And that's what they've been doing, just and sacrificing our children and our grandchildren's future to do it.
Well, big time, buddy. And, hey, we've got Patrick from Texas. Stephen, will you stay with us while we talk with Patrick?
Sure, sure. Thanks, Fred.
Oh, fantastic, buddy. Patrick, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Michael. I just wanted to talk about General Smelly Butler. Yeah, General MacArthur. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs during World War II. And he was just sickened by the... his FDR and the communist he had, his second secret cabinet he had, and as he was arguing with him, FDR wanted him to cut the military by 50%, you know, at a time when we needed them. And then again, he also, when MacArthur went into Korea, he went in with a very inferior force, and they were basically just running for their lives to get out of there. You know, the frozen, chosen reservoir, they got POW scattered all over that place. They don't care, you know, and it just goes to show you that you know the contempt they have for the military. They cut it 50%, and you know, and it's, like you said, you know, it's just war's a racket, and the military industrial complex, and there's and all that, and then they get rid of us at the same time. That's another little part that people don't talk about. But maybe they might get it now with this COVID scam, to where they, you know, they're actually, it's obvious now that if they don't get you with the coronavirus, they're going to get you with the vaccine, one way or the other. And we're still feeling the leftovers of that. And that's all I got, Michael.
Well, Patrick, thank you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for calling. Stephen, do you have any comments on what Patrick had to say?
Well, yeah, thanks, Patrick. I agree with you, too. And I don't know what's going to happen next, but it infuriates me to see so many Southern men and boys go to fight this empire's wars, too, after what was done to their homeland. That's another little pet peeve of mine. I know that's one of yours, too, Mike, being from around here. And it's just my dad gave me that book that you were reading, Smedley Butler's little pamphlet, War is a Racket, back when I was 11. And I was really glad to hear you reading it. That's probably what triggered me so much, so to speak.
Well, buddy, you know how I feel about you. I don't care whether you got boiled peanuts or not. I still like you.
Well, I'm glad you like the boiled peanuts, too, and the whiskey cakes as well. I saw Paul and Lynn today, and I meant to mention while I was on the roundtable earlier today that I was at the Dixie Republic. I think it completely slipped. Well, I don't think I even mentioned that earlier, but if any of you listeners are anywhere near Travelers Rest, South Carolina, especially when they're having an event, you owe it to yourself to stop by there and check out the Confederate Corner and the store and stuff and meet Paul and Lynn. You might even run into me. Never can tell.
Yeah, well, they could always run if they find you there.
Yes, sir.
just kidding, buddy. You know that. And, I probably wouldn't like you at all if it wasn't for Wendy, but that's beside the point. Well, we've got Francis from North Carolina calling in. Francis, how are you?
Well, hey, young man. Hey, fellas.
Howdy.
It's interesting you mentioned about what happened with September 2001 and so forth, because there's been so much disinformation about what happened with that, especially with, like, the Pentagon and so forth, because for the two towers themselves, there was always the comment, well, oh, that nothing could ever take down the two towers. having been up in one of them for a visit back in the early 80s, those places were built like a brick, beyond a brick, you know what.
Yep.
Even though they were done as steel and concrete. So I know full well that the whole fallacy of planes flying into and colliding and all that and bringing it down from a certain point was a total fallacy, even though you see it on the boob tube. But what I find ironic is that as far as the Pentagon goes, and I think I mentioned this before, I could be wrong, but it's funny how the one spot that was impacted was one special spot in the whole building.
Now, I find
I find that ironic. Now, who, unless that was just a very stroke of the genius, good pot shot of impact and all that, yeah, I don't think so. Not to mention the aspect that, oh, it was a plane that did it. A plane would have bottomed out well before it ever got there to start with. And, well, go figure.
Well, Francis, if I may, one of the things my old buddy D.W., Darrell Wayne, who is a retired commercial airline pilot with thousands and thousands of hours, I've had him on programs where we've talked about the possibilities of a 757 hitting the Pentagon, and a man with thousands of hours at the helm of commercial airliners says that was a physical impossibility, that number one, any 757 making that kind of turn and approach on the building would have broken apart from strict G-forces, and the fact that allegedly Honey Honjour, the alleged pilot, there was no way he couldn't land a Cessna. He couldn't get his license because he couldn't land a Cessna. So we're supposed to believe that this man made a maneuver that commercial airline pilots can't make. And also the other thing that was extremely interesting with my friend D.W., again, thousands of hours of commercial airliner experience. He said that he and a couple of other very experienced pilots, pilot trainers, got on the simulators at Hart Field in Atlanta and tried to duplicate hitting the two towers, and they couldn't do it. So if trainers with thousands of hours can't do it, why are we believing that some guys who couldn't get their license because they couldn't land a Cessna could do it?
Well, you know, it comes down to what you mentioned about earlier about PSYOPs and all that. It was a lot of major mind control psychological operation, just as with the Corona BS fiasco to start with.
Yes, very much so.
Another major episode of that people fell for lock, stock, and barrel. And so, I mean, even with that, I knew something was off because, unfortunately, at the time, I had no choice but to listen to the so-called news reports and whatever. And every time I heard either a news commentator or a politician open their mouth, they contradicted themselves over and over again. I thought, okay, I can tell this is just major BS because, quite frankly, there was no logic in the commentary at all. So aside from that, basically it's whittling down on people's intelligence as far as what they will accept, what they won't accept. And one thing they do use very successfully in that PSY operations like that is peer pressure. Oh, well, you know, you have to think this in order to get along with your peers. BS.
Yes.
BS. I mean, I hear the music.
All right, we'll be back on the flip side. Thank you, Francis.
Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
If Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, were we supposed to have some music there, folks? I guess I missed it. Anyway, let's move on. Francis, you still with us?
And finish. There you go. I'm still here and finishing. Basically, what it boils down to is the aspect that people need to start behaving like the adults that they're supposed to have grown up into and make up their own blooming mind with the information they garner, hopefully it's valid, worthwhile, viable information. Whether it's good or bad, and make up their own, well, I hate to use a line from a film called The Matrix, but I'm waiting for you to make up your own damn mind. In other words, use your brain to think with and not just allow yourself to be spoon-fed. So with that, I'll have a green olive that's not a rainbow with my margarita, dear. I have a fun weekend.
Well, thank you, Francis. Appreciate it. And Stephen, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, thanks for the call. And, you know, I heard people today, Paul Edward Stevenson was reading about the people's point of view over in the UK, that he was reading comments where people were saying, why, Ukraine's fighting against this dictator, and we've got to go support them. They're fighting for our freedom and stuff. It's just ridiculous. We need to think. that's just like you said, thinking these days, it's a crime. You know, instead of, they want you to rely on your feels and your emotions and just react to things instead of thinking and responding. And that's what we've got to do. I agree with you completely, Francis. Thanks for the call. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And now we've got Mike in Kentucky. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm blessed beyond my own ability to account for it all, I think. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you
okay.
Fine.
I thought I might get a chuckle back or something. It fell silent. I did a doctor, got a hold of the, and you, anybody can find this, the actual flight data recorder from the plane that hit the Pentagon, N461UA, I think it was United Airlines. Of course, there's some witness accounts that said that the pilot was seen struggling in the cockpit trying to control the thing, but I don't see how, as fast as that thing was going, anybody could have even seen the pilot, let alone seen him jerking the yoke back and forth, you know, through the window. But the plane that went into the Pentagon, there was a guy on it named Jeremy Glick, and Jewish, whatever, I don't know. The conceivability is that he could have had his cell phone pinged by satellite or something, but his call, his cell phone call from that plane was impossible. Because it was,
yes,
up, he was like 32,000 feet, and he handshaked with that tower, and it held the call for something crazy like 18 minutes. So there's a lot to question about what we're told there. In our small town, there was a guy named Colin Thomas Earhart who volunteered to go into the accounting department to help a friend that day. And, of course, there's, you know, they say he died in that, in the Pentagon. But the woman that was a CNN news presenter or whatever you call her, her husband kept changing the tune. Originally, he said that she had called him on cell phone, and then later on was vague about it. When you go study the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui, you find out that a whole bunch of those calls, they would not label them cell phone calls. Now, there were some that were seatback calls, but the problem with seatback phones is you had to have a credit card to even reach the operator, and some of those flights, it's questionable that they had the seatback phones because they weren't transatlantic flights. A lot of the flights that were just simply across America didn't have the seatback phones. But there were no cell phone calls capability above about 8,000 feet. And even at 8,000 feet, you're going to have a hard time getting a handshake. So the cell phone calls are a real problem with September 11th.
Oh, big time, and, big time. And let's not time. Also, let's also not forget that there is a, the Pentagon is the most surveilled building in this country, and there was a CCTV every a monitor every 17 feet, and yet there's no pictures whatsoever of a plane hitting the Pentagon from any of those, and plus the Citgo station across the, or Chevron station across the road from the Pentagon, the FBI was there within minutes to confiscate their video.
Yeah, just like Oklahoma City's Murrah bombing, nobody ever found them tapes. The FBI made copies and distributed them to all those offices, and nobody's been allowed to see John Doe number two getting out of the truck. So,
yep.
I mean, there's a lot of shenanigans that's been happening in this country for a long time, but, you know, the money problems that the Pentagon had on his show a couple of hours ago. And there's a guy by the name of Mark Skidmore. I mean, I wouldn't want to go through grade school.
We got some music coming up here, Mike. Let's catch it on the flip side, buddy.
Okay.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
All right, folks, let's jump back in here. We've got several callers, and we need to try to get to them all. Mike in Kentucky, would you like to finish up for us, sir? We certainly appreciate your call.
Well, I was just going to say that, the financial shenanigans that the government's got going on is beyond most people's ability to keep up with. There's a Mark Skidmore, I think it's Michigan State University, MSU, somewhere up there. Anyway, him and his grad students and another woman, I guess, they did something about the missing money. Initially reported by Don Rumsfeld, 2-point-something trillion, not properly accounted for. Now it's like 27 trillion, not properly accounted for through the Pentagon. So they can run all kinds of fun stuff with unaccounted for money. And some of that, maybe is real estate diminishing in value or something, and it's not properly accounted for, but not all of it. I mean, that's a lot of dang money. So the games that they can play is just beyond our imagination. The only solution I see for this is for us to establish local currencies and to, I guess, renounce our U.S. citizenship so that we're not a surety for the spending spree debt, the monetized debt that is America needs to be disciplined somehow. And as long as we go along with things as they are, they're going to keep borrowing money. They're going to keep leaning up the land until we're in debt like the original Hebrews were in debt.
Well on the way, Mike. Well on the way.
Yeah, let us be slaves.
Go ahead, sir.
They'll just like the original Hebrews, let us be slaves that we won't starve is what we're left with. You know, eventually all of our property is gone, and that's the history repeating itself. But I'll let you get on to other callers.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your input, buddy. Thank you so very much. Let's jump to Andy in Texas. Andy, how are you?
Oh, hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, great. You know, with what's going on right now, we don't have a very good chance here, okay? They've done a very good job. We got to look at what these people have done. I mean, if the Constitution existed at all in any capacity whatsoever, we could get some justice done here. But it doesn't exist. And so all of these people, you know, George Soros, and we always want to blame George Soros, but there's plenty other handlers there. They're paying off these politicians, these prosecutors, these judges, everybody. They're paying them off and whatnot. So we've been sold out. So now what are we left with? We're left with the country. A country, a beautiful country. If anybody's ever traveled this country, they know how beautiful this thing is. Even the flat plains to the big mountains and whatnot. It's awesome. But this is what we're left with, is we've got to determine our own future. Most people don't have a clue how to even do that, because we've been stupefied, and that's a dumb word. That's how stupid I am. I came up with stupefied. We have actually just let ourselves be led by this thing we call society. We're kind of in a two matrix kind of a gig. All right, you're born here already, and if you believe in a creator, and hopefully you do, because I think there's a creator, but if you believe in that, then you're already in one matrix. The matrix is life in itself. But then all of a sudden, man came around and created its own matrix, and they called another name. They call it society. And so we're living in a society, which is a matrix inside the idea of life. And so we're really... We're really in a two-pickle moment here. I mean, what do you do? I mean, your creator wants you to do something. Society wants you to do something else. And society has more control over us than God right now, or our creator. I leave
in many
God
ways,
out of it.
Andy, I couldn't agree with you more, buddy, and certainly appreciate your comments there. Stephen, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I agree. We got to do something, and I don't know exactly what the next right thing to do is. For me, it's just to speak out and let you all know what's going on and ask you to do something different, you know, disengage, vote for yourself. And I may end up, you know, dying destitute and bleeding, but I am going to put up a fight, y'all. And I know people listening here will, too. And I don't think that they count on that. I think they believe that they've already got it all as a done deal, and they're wrong. This thing's not finished yet.
Well, thank you so much for that, Steve. Andy, thank you, and appreciate your call, sir. Thank you so very much. And let's jump to Laura in Michigan now. Laura, how are you?
Hi, Mr. Gaddy. I was just going to say,
ma'am,
that you said war wasn't declared after 1941. That's because they put everything under the UN. They became police actions, if you recall.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember when they brought the bones home from the Korean War, all those caskets in Hawaii, when they brought them back to Hawaii, they had all UN flags on them, not American flags.
Right, and let's not forget, Laura, that prior to entering Korea, President Harry Truman said, "The Constitution does not give me the authority to send troops to Korea, but the United Nations does."
Right, that's what happened, yeah.
Well,
and last
Laura,
thing I wanted to tell you was my husband was in 1967 when the Liberty was attacked. My
yes,
husband's
ma'am.
Ship was docked in Malta. It was his first med cruise. He was just 18 years old, a seaman. And they tried to go towards the Liberty, but they were called off. Her ship was a tender, and it could have helped because they had medical people aboard
right.
and everything.
Well, that was a planned event. That was just like in the NSA itself. Shortly after the USS Liberty happened, there were orders issued that came from the White House, the commander-in-chief, that said, you folks at the NSA, you didn't hear anything. That is your official statement.
Yeah, I know all about it. I used to talk to Phil Turney when he was on RBN.
Well, thank you so much, Laura, and appreciate you taking the time to call in. And we so much appreciate your input. And so if we could, let's jump to Misty in Kansas. Misty, how are you? Misty?
Okay. Hello?
There you are.
I am.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Everything I agree with, I want to switch modes, which I kind of know where this is going to lead to. You know, Biden is going, he's sending what? Some troops over to for this Pacific whatever, and it's kind of like the same circle back with Vietnam. And there's a lot of people saying they're expecting him to bring, or this cabal to bring the draft back.
Yes,
and,
I think so.
Pardon?
I think you're exactly right, because recruiting is down something terrible in the military, and
exactly.
they're going to have to bring the draft back and I think it's time. In America, but I want you to finish what you're saying, Misty, but I think in America it's time for the people to not just say no, but say hell no.
And that's where I'm going with this. And, you know, just like you said, the last declared war, we know that's Congress's business, but it's so much corrupt, it doesn't matter at this stage. But I'm saying at this point, if they do decide to bring the draft up. I was talking to a young man last night, an adjuster, insurance, and anyway, and I asked him, I said, well, if they bring the draft back, are you going to go? Well, I want to go from my country. And I said, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. And I don't know if you've read this, too. Now the biggest propaganda spill is, you know, the reason why we have no one joining the military is because the veterans are telling them don't join. I have done this. Yes, they are. I have done this over and over and over. My husband's retired military, my dad, my uncle, Vietnam, all this. And I do that personally. Now, my question is, besides what we're doing right now and say, hell no, don't get involved in this, if they bring that draft back in, is it the same thing? Hell no. Because we know the Constitution is crap, but how do you defend that? You see what I'm saying? And are they going to turn draft if they go, no, I don't want to fight this, and then try to imprison them?
Well, you know, one of the things I think we need to throw in here, Misty, is the fact that most people don't know this, but do you know what entity in the Congress is pushing the draft more than any other?
What entity?
Yes, ma'am.
I would, well, I would assume it's the bankers.
Well, actually, the entity that has been pushing the return of a draft for several years is the Black Caucus.
The Black Caucus?
Yes.
Jesus. And this was a young black man I was talking to last night.
Okay, well.
Ironic.
Yep, well, yeah, how ironic. Well, Misty, thank you so much. And I want to try to get the other folks on before we run out of time. Thank you so much for listening.
I understand you got to do that. Just so your answer is hell no.
Hell no. No, just at some point in time, it's got to be like that thing Nancy Reagan said. At some point in time, people have got to say no to government. No
thank
to
you.
Drugs doesn't work. You got to say no to government.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care. And you have any comments on that, Stephen?
I'm going to say amen, say hell no to that. And go ahead and get the other caller, sir, but I agree with what you said completely.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Let's jump to James in Vancouver. James, how are you, sir?
Yeah, good afternoon. I got three things to say. I'll try and make it brief.
Thank you, sir.
You got new wars. One of the reasons is because you got new technology, new ways of killing people, and they want to test that. Second thing
always.
I want to say is, sorry?
I said always. They have to test it out on real targets.
Yeah, and this, before 3 years ago, nobody knew what an RNA molecule was. But second thing I want to say is my buddy was up at the Chosin Reservoir in 1950. And he landed with MacArthur. And he could speak fluent Chinese. And he took defectors from the Red Army who were hiding in ditches. And they tried to defect. And I'd like to write the movie about that story. Third thing I want to say is a PSYOP happened in May of 2023 where you have Zelensky meeting the Pope. And I tried to ask one presenter today, did he know anything about the significance of this? Well, he ran away from the question. And to me, this is a serious representation of who the real leaders in the world are and who control these wars. You look at Rome and all their buddies. Back to you.
Amen. You nailed it there, James. I appreciate it, sir. And again, thank you so much for calling in, James.
Back to you later. Yep, bye now.
Appreciate you, brother. Now to Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, how are you?
Thank you very much, Mike. I'm much better now listening to you, so thank you. James just had me think about something. There's a radio program, Viewpoint, with the Chuck Crismeyer, pastor in Richmond, saveus.org. He did a program, I heard it last night, but it was probably Wednesday night, that actually had to do with the Vatican. Okay, its own little entity city. And remember, as of the time of Obama, the Vatican Bank had most money in the world, did most money laundering. Okay, so be that as it may, if anybody wants to hear that, you may be interested in funding the program. But, you know, if they do enact a draft, women, step right up, because we're going to be drafted. There's no way they're not going to say, women too.
Exactly.
Because, you know, men are more apt to say no than us. But the NDAA passed the House today with the amendment. Now, understand something. I am pro-life, but I also do believe in choice. And women do get raped in the military. That has not stopped. There may be less rapes, but women are still raped. Now, unlike Israel, where, you know, women are, it's mandatory that everybody at 18 joins the military, and then if you get pregnant, you're forced to have an abortion. Our military now will not pay for a woman to have to go out of state if she needs an abortion. Now, I got a problem with that, and so I actually went on the rampage this afternoon and said, fine, y'all better not be paying for Viagra then. You know, let them, people pay for it out of their own damn pocket. Not only that, but young people and therapy. I get the LGBT, so, you know, no surgeries and all that nonsense. But if you had a child that needed counseling and not to make you more not understand life, you know, and question who and what you are, but therapy, that ought to be covered for families. So, you know, we need to step up here, but don't worry. Nobody be thinking about that. You know what they're going to think about? The biggest raise in years of a 5.2% increase in salary for all military.
Oh, yes, and here's one of the things I've been contending for a long time, Lynn, and I have said this at least for the past 25 years, is that war is just as much a method of population control as was the COVID shot.
The biggest, and that's why if you draft women, it makes no sense. Because, look, y'all can be replaced, you know. I mean, don't worry, they already made artificial sperm and artificial uteruses. So, you know, we'll be like Brave New World anyway. You know, where's the conveyor belt? And, but only one woman can have one child at one time. And not only that, what happens to women in war? You know, I mean, the whole thing is wacky. Not to mention, we got, you know, what, are we going to have a bunch of fruitcakes running around swooshing in the army and stuff? I mean, it is not going to go over well. Not to mention, what, how many weeks did they take off a basic teaching sensitivity training? You know, there's a reason that people who are committing suicide who join the military.
Oh, yes.
One,
well,
they are asked at the recruiter's office if they are willing to, after they've enlisted and served their time, if they have, there's civil unrest here, if they're willing to take up arms against us, we the people.
Well, they've been doing that for quite some time, you know, asking if the if they would be willing to take up arms. You know, at one time, the only branch of the military that wasn't doing that was the Marine Corps, but then they acquiesced finally, and so that is part of it as well. And you know, I think one of the things, I've said this many times, I can understand how many veterans have taken their own lives, as we say today, at least 22 a day, that have taken their own lives, and that is because at some point in time you are going to realize, if you're in the military, that you were directly or indirectly responsible for the deaths of innocent people based on the lies that you were told by your government. That's a hard thing to live with.
And to be forced into continuing the lie.
Yes,
so you're living
exactly
a lie, and you don't have a feeling that anybody has your back. Because if you have people that when they went into the military said they were willing to kill your butt, who's going to help and protect you?
Yes. Well,
you know,
very
that's
well
a whole
said
different military than the one my husband was in.
Very well said, Lynn. Stephen, you want to join in the convo here?
Yeah, I completely agree. Our military is the laughing stock of the world now. I mean, you just look at the recruiting ads that Russian military runs as opposed to the ones that we run, and you can just see how the rest of the world is just snickering at this once quote unquote great empire. You can see that we're crumbling right now, and when empires fall, you know, the things happen, you know, the grass gets trampled, so to speak, maybe. But I don't know, I think I'll be glad to see it go. I don't want to see all of these wars. It's just ridiculous. And but the same people are going to keep pushing it more as they can. But you have to remember that our country spends almost as much as every other country on the planet put together for our military. So, you know, something's got to give somewhere. That gets left out a lot. And, of course, a lot of it's waste, too. Those $600 toilet seats or $2,000 hammers or something that go in somebody's pocket. But even with that, us spending more than the rest of the world put together almost, you know, there's... It's just ridiculous. It makes no sense.
Well, absolutely. Lynn, you want to follow up with a comment, please?
No, only the submarine, the toilets don't flush. Not to mention, we don't have a Navy compared to China. But, you know, it's not that we don't need any military, but what we need is people at the top who aren't just getting rich or moving on to foreign countries that are pretty much our enemies. And now we've trained them. We got them their PhDs, and they're doing other people's nuclear programs. There's a real problem. And you know what? What matters is us. Phone call to Capitol Hill. Our voice does matter. Make it matter. Be a pest. Know who you're talking to. Talk to a staffer. Make a relationship. You can make a difference. Believe me, my comments about Viagra got through to both the chair and the ranking of the Armed Services Committee today. I have no doubt.
Well, Lynn, we appreciate that. We're happy.
No,
that,
you wouldn't. You wouldn't want to not get your pills if you wanted them. You know, but we do need to make a difference, and thank you. We need to look out for our military, but we need to look out for each other. So thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate you, and thank you both. very much.
Thanks, Lynn.
And Michael,
have a great
too.
Day.
You too.
Thank
bye.
You very much. Stephen, you want to tell the folks about how they can listen to Stephen Douglas Whitener on RBN?
Yes, tomorrow morning starting at 8 Central to 8 to 10 Central will be Thought Crime Live on RBN. I'm the host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and we'll be committing thought crimes in the morning. Every Saturday from 8 to 10 Central, I'll have a couple of guests who are associated with peoplesrights.org along with Casey Whalen tomorrow. And look forward to joining me there.
Well, look forward to hearing that, my friend, who I really do. And tomorrow evening from 4 to 6 p.m., the Rebel Madman Radio here on RBN, I will be talking about the fallacy of a balance of powers in the Constitution. There is no balance of powers in the Constitution because at one point in our history, the Congress completely took over the government. They overrode any veto that the president did, and they wrote legislation to limit the Supreme Court to cases they could and could not hear. And that was all done under the Constitution. So, folks, it's going to be interesting tomorrow. I hope you will join me, and I hope you will join Stephen Douglas Whitener tomorrow.
Me ride shotgun with you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, buddy. Always enjoy our time together. Did you have any last-second comments on the Dixie Republic get-together this past weekend?
Yeah, it was terrific. I had a blast. It was great meeting everybody. And I know that the next major event is going to be the 28th of October there, a fall for Dixie. But if you guys can drop by in the meantime, stop by and say hello to Paul and Lynn and check out the store and you know, if you can make it anybody out there can make it the 28th of October to Travelers Rest, South Carolina, it's going to be a great time then, too. It's called Fall for Dixie, and it's a really good time. You'll feel like you came home to a family reunion you didn't know you were part of.
Well, thank you, buddy. Ah. War. Sorry, I hit the button by accident there on that great 1969 song, War. Mr. Edwin Starr, who did that, and what a great piece of work. And folks, again, go to michaelgatti.substack.com, check out the work there, become a subscriber. I've got some great source documents that are going up soon. We appreciate all of you people who tune in to RBN, those of you who take your time to call in and talk with us. We just really appreciate that. We've got some great people in this country. Our government sucks, but the people in this country, in many instances, are just a group of fantastic people. And so
they
we thank you.
They deserve better, don't they, sir? Yes, sir.
They deserve better than what they got. We've got music here, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the National Intelligence Report. We shall see you next week.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, who take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.